welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you are joining and supporting the show. We cover from career and romance to businesses, jobs, relationships. We cover it all. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you the answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information, well, that's up to you. We have daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. And if you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. It would be much appreciated. If you have any messages for Miss Nina or me, please send them to the website. At the bottom of the page is a message box, or you can go to Facebook as the Essence of Success Radio Network on Facebook and leave us a message. Now, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And now I'll bring on my co-host, Miss Nina.
Oh, good evening, everyone. How are you? I'm doing pretty good. I guess there is some problems with even listening to our show, Linus. Not only is the chat room out, but Holly just texted me and said that she can't hear anything. So I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, everyone, but if you want to listen to the show, I guess you're going to have to phone in, and we'll let you listen that way. I'm really sorry about all of this. Blog Talk is going to get several pieces of my mind tomorrow.
Good, because this doesn't make any sense. She can't hear anything. Well, after we take the first call, we'll see. But did you tell Holly just to call in?
Okay.
If she wants just to call in, and I can put, you know, we'll put her on with us. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with Blog Talk Radio. It pisses me off, too. By the way, happy birthday, Anna. Her birthday is Wednesday. Today is a new moon. Woo-woo. Today is a new moon. I'll let Nina tell you about your intentions. And the full moon is the 17th of this month. And next Sunday is the last Sunday for ninth caller. Whoever the ninth caller is next Sunday will get a one-hour free reading from me and Miss Nina. Okay, back to you, Nina.
Okay, with the coming of the new moon, the new moon is a good time to put out your intentions, whether they be a new job, financial security, peace and harmony in your family, whatever you would like to see happen with you. So write them down, if you can, either write them down, and if you can, place them outside underneath a crystal, a rock, something like that, and let your intentions be known. If you can't put it outside, if it's raining, whatever, even just writing them down brings your intentions to light, and God and the universe will be listening to that. So, don't just think it, write it.
There you go. Hello. Hello.
Okay, we have Holly on, so I'm going to bring her on with us.
Oh, please do.
Hello, Holly.
Hi, Holly. How are
you? Hi, Nina. Hi, Linus. I'm doing okay, but you guys have no sound.
Unfortunately, Blog Talk is kind of screwing around with a whole lot of things. We have no sound, I guess, and now we have no chat room either. So,
I noticed that.
Not good at all.
No, what's going on with them?
I don't know.
No.
I may have to kick some butt tomorrow.
They'll get a Jesus meeting with Nina.
Yeah, you do some butt kicking.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Sure.
All right. Well, Holly, we're going to keep you on as our guest psychic. So, welcome to the show.
Oh, okay, sure.
And get your butt working.
Okay. I'll do my best.
All right. Are we ready to begin, ladies?
We are.
Okay, here we go. Well, our first call for the day, or for this evening, I should say, is area code 832. You're on the air with Linus, Miss Nina, and Holly. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dejon.
Hi, Dejon.
What's the name again? I'm sorry.
Hi. Dejon.
It's Dejon.
Oh, Dejon. Oh, yeah. Hi, Dejon. How are you doing? I'm sorry about that sound. Do you guys hear that in the background?
Hear what?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Sorry. All right, Dejon. Go ahead with your question.
I just want to know if you see me as other girl. Yes, I'm here.
If we see you what?
If you
with
see
a girl.
Me as other girl, her name is Jay. Yes.
Oh, okay. He wants to know about his relationship with another girl. What's your name, Jay? Did you say Jay
yes.
is her name? Like Jaden? J-A-Y?
Yes, Jay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you currently with someone else?
No. No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. That helps. Thank you.
What's her full name? Or is that what you guys call her, is Jay? Because I'm not picking up anything. What's the full name that you when you talk to her?
Her full name is Jay Young.
Jay Young. Okay. Cause I kept asking Jay, and I wasn't getting anything. Okay. Jay Young. Well, let's find out what is Jay Young and Dejon. God, I'm not picking up anything on her. Is it a guy? Is Jay a guy?
No, it's a girl. No, it's
okay.
a girl.
Okay. I'm not picking up anything on her. Holly, Miss Nina?
I have nothing. I'm getting a complete and total blank, actually.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Dejon?
That could be because she lives out of the country, that's why. So that might be the reason why you aren't getting anything or a whole lot about her. But she lives
You know what?
outside of the country.
No, that wouldn't have anything to do with it. I am picking up something about a white flowing dress. She's standing by water, and she has this great big white, pretty white flowing dress on. But that's all I'm picking up. I'm not picking up anything else. Does she live near water?
Yes, she does.
Okay, at least I got that much. Okay, ladies, now I've given you some kind of a basis. Water and a white flowing dress. You got anything else for me?
I'm hitting a curtain right in front of my face. So,
I just got a blank easel board. There's nothing there on the board. It's just blank.
Yeah,
so,
I'm
you're picking up better than us. I usually can pick up on Dejon stuff, but I'm not doing that today.
So
at least
yeah,
Nina did.
and something about her having problems getting to North America. Now, what's that all about?
Getting to North America?
Yeah, she's having problems getting to North America. So is there problems with her passport? Is there problems? What kind of problems is she having?
Well, right now she lives in South Korea. So, I mean, I personally don't know exactly the details, but right now she lives in South Korea. So.
Okay, so that's why there's problems with the passport. Okay. Yeah, that's all I'm getting right now is that she lives by water. She had on a pretty white dress and she's having problems getting her passport. So, yeah, that's all I'm getting.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry, okay. Dijon, we didn't pick up
that's
more
okay.
for you. Maybe next time. Okay. I'm glad you called, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound a little down, bro.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day and a good week. All right, next caller is area code 347. You're on the air with Linus, Holly, and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Aaliyah.
Aaliyah?
Aaliyah?
Okay.
Yes.
Your voice sounds very familiar.
That's because she's
called
before.
I was on the show. I think, was it last month? One of them.
I think so. Yeah, it sounds really, really familiar to me.
Yeah, she's been
yeah.
on a few times. Aaliyah, what can we answer for you today?
I just want to know because I want to know if you have seen anything good. You know, any messages or something.
Okay, Aaliyah, you're cutting out really bad. Can you get closer to the phone or something?
I said, I wanted to know if y'all see any messages or anything like that. Or, you know.
Any messages? Are you talking about from the spiritual world, I take it, right?
No, I mean, like, anything. Do you see anything positive for me?
Okay, well, you know, we have to concentrate on your question. So the more specific you are, the better the answer will be for you. What
okay,
is it that you really need to know today? What's your priority?
I wanted to know, like, how is my month going to go? Like, anything good for the month?
For the month of June. Well, I'm going to tell you this. The horoscopes are up on the website. So that's one way to find out for you what's coming up in June. And I did
Aaliyah.
That from the spiritual aspect, too, this time.
Aaliyah,
so just
Aaliyah,
to let you,
you
know.
Have to give us- You have to narrow it down to a more specific question. Like, there is always going to be something good coming up for everyone. You just need to focus on the positive. So now we need you to focus on a question that you want answered, not if there's something good coming up in the month. What do you want good? What do you want good to happen? Do you want a new job? Do you want a new boyfriend? Are you like, what do you want?
Yeah, I could ask about that. Do you see me focus for anyone? Like, new guy or something? Somebody have
do we it? See you focused on anyone?
No, like...
Are you talking about a new boyfriend? Huh?
Yeah, like, focus for someone else.
Are you seeing anybody right now? I think I remember you now. Weren't you dating the guy that was in the joint?
No.
No.
I was dating.
Okay.
I called you about some guy that I thought he was talking to one of my friends. But
right. Now do you remember Holly?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's coming
yeah.
back to me now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to know about your love life, if there's anybody coming new into your life. Okay,
yeah.
Now maybe we can focus. All right, ladies, 1, 2, 3, focus.
All right, love life. I'm laughing because the angel said, why is she looking for the Benjamins? You looking for a man with money to help you or so you don't have to do anything, you can be spoiled and pampered?
Right.
Were you looking for that kind of man, that Prince Charming? That none of us seem to find him.
Well, not just anybody. Not just anybody.
Okay. What I'm seeing now for you for your love life is your criteria. First thing, take out expectations. Never works, so don't have expectations. But what you're looking for, your criteria, there's no perfect man. Jesus is not gracing this. Huh?
She also needs
to
be realistic.
Realistic.
Yes.
Yeah. So whatever your expectations and stuff are, you're not being realistic. Like, I'm getting this sense of, holy crap, she wants a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's coming through to me anyway, is holy cow, she wants an awful lot.
A lot from, what do you mean, like, a lot from someone?
Yes. Yeah.
From a
okay,
man.
Okay, now,
yeah.
Aaliyah, if you were listening at the top of the show, I was telling everybody that this is the new moon and now is the time to put your intentions out there. So that's what you need to do tonight. You need to write down on a piece of paper, if this is what you truly want, is you want a guy to love you and to be truthful and honest and all that kind of stuff, you need to write all that down. But be realistic in your expectations for a person. Let's face it, we all would love to have Prince Charming with a Mercedes and tons of money, but that doesn't happen. Or I shouldn't say doesn't. It rarely happens. Like, we're not all going to marry a prince because there's not enough of them around. But you know what? I have been married for 45 years on the 15th of this month. He is a prince to me. And I'm going to tell you right now, we don't have tons of money, but what we do have is love. So maybe
Amen.
You should focus on that.
Amen.
On that, and find somebody that can be faithful just to you and to love you for who you are. So, yeah, you go forth with that, with your intentions tonight. And I bet you if you are truthful and honest with your intentions, it will happen. I can see it happening, but you need to be truthful and honest with your intentions. Okay?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, yeah, you get it.
You already knew that, didn't
you? I mean,
Aaliyah, you already knew that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
I was trying to buy a car, and I
wanted
to know if you
can,
get a new car.
But you didn't ask us that to begin with, so that's the second question. I'm going to be Miss Nina Saturday night.
In.
You need to call back in, babe. Call back in with your second question.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Aaliyah.
Okay. Thank you, Aaliyah. Call back in. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Ms. Nina, Holly, and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And I do apologize for that metal or clicking you hear in the phone. There's something wrong with my phone lines. So anyway, I do apologize for that. If it gets too bad, I'll just back off and let Nina and Holly have it than to bleed somebody's ears.
Actually, Lennis.
Hi, how are you?
Yes.
It's not that bad, Lennis.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah,
okay.
It's fine on my end.
Yeah, there's a little bit of static, but it's not that bad. So no, you're not leaving us. Too bad, so sad.
Okay.
There you go. Hi, how are
you?
My name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit.
You are on the air.
Hi, Sherelle.
Oh, okay, who is this?
Sherelle, Detroit. Hi, how are you?
We are great.
That's good.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Sherelle,
okay. Welcome to the show, Sherelle.
Thank you.
You've got Nina, Holly, and me. What's your question, young lady?
Well, I just found out that I'm pregnant. But I'm not sure how put this pregnancy go. I'm not sure if I want to go through it or not.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can tell
you
for me right now, I'm not going to tell you to have an abortion. So
yeah.
I'll let Holly and Nina
sorry.
Take it.
No,
I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole.
No, I'm not touching that either.
That's a very personal choice.
Yes.
Oh no, I'm not calling it. I'm not calling just to just for you to tell me to get an abortion or not. I said I'm not sure if I want to go through it or not. I'm not telling you to tell me what I need to do. That's not what I'm calling for.
Okay, so what is your question then, Cherelle? If it's not about that, what is your question?
My question is like, how do you see this pregnancy going? Is it going well, successful? It's going to be okay? Is the baby going to make it?
I see the pregnancy going very well. And I see a happy and healthy baby at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yep, me too.
Okay.
Strong baby.
What do y'all see? I see a little girl. What do y'all see?
Well,
just curious.
The first thing that popped into my brain was boy, so I guess we're going to differ on that one.
Okay.
Boy, girl. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And
y'all
congratulations
have a great night.
On your pregnancy.
Thanks.
I'm sorry?
Have a good night.
Yes,
thanks.
You
have
a beautiful
good
week,
night.
Too. Oh, you're
me
welcome.
Me too.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Next caller is area code 804. You're on the air with Nina, Holly, and Linus. Who's this?
Hi. Good evening. My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi, Hugh.
Well, welcome to the
Long
show,
Hugh.
Yes,
Hugh.
I have a very powerful letter that I just sent out. To expose corruption and help veterans get the help that they really need because they're not being treated properly in the system. I just wanted to see how it's going to be accepted by mainstream media so that investigative journalists can do the in-depth investigations that are really needed with factual information instead of what's been happening for far too long with the cover-ups and procrastination and moving people around to avoid responsibility.
I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing right now. Number one, to make a copy of that. And secondly, that particular document, put it somewhere where nobody can get to it. And you also need somebody with you. So when you submit this document, whatever magazine or paper, whatever, take somebody with you. I don't know. It's like you need a witness. I'm picking that up like you need a witness with you. The documentation, yes, will open quite a few eyes, but also we live in a society of cover-ups. You know how our government is. So you can
well,
be going
with the
truth. Well,
that's exactly what I'm looking to show people. The document actually is on the internet already. And I am a former whistleblower, and people that have fooled with me in the past have died. I didn't ask for that to happen, but I have a divine protection, and I'm here really to help raise the consciousness globally in many areas. But this is something that came up from personal experience that over the years of being in the veterans healthcare system and seeing how they treated me on certain ways that I always look out not just for myself but for my brother and sister veterans. And it's just a shame that I became aware after even sending this letter out of a veteran in Austin, Texas that couldn't get the right kind of cooperation from a patient advocate and actually committed suicide right in the hospital. Such a shame.
You need to be really, really careful.
Yeah.
A lot of lives are going to be impacted by this. I mean, I get what you're doing, and I totally understand why you're doing it, and I agree that there needs to be exposure about these kinds of things. But you're going to be asked a lot of questions, and you are really going to need to be watching your back.
Oh, I have. I've had a near-death experience back in 2007, and it's just been one miracle after another with I've been set up in things all my life, and when I let go and let God, it's out of my hands, and it always works out. But that's where faith, that's what I'm looking to show people too, is a way show and a phoenix rising, that the stories aren't all about me, but it's about me showing you my faith and spirituality, not religion, but true spirituality. When I get that heart to God resonance correct, anything can happen.
Exactly. Thank you. That's exactly right, and I agree with you 200%. And hopefully this article will change things for the better. But
if I may, I could just share where it is so that you could see it yourself, and if you have any input that you can do, that would be wonderful too. And I appreciate your cautioning me, but again, when you see everything I've been through in my life, I've even had UFO paranormal near death with ongoing paranormal, but it's each day is a miracle, and that's what people have to wake up to. It's not all about the material world. We all came from spirit, where we're going to go back to eventually, and I do believe that we all incarnate to learn unconditional love. As we learn it, we're supposed to be a blessing to others, especially those who can't help themselves, not playing games and taking advantage of those that you can to further enrich your life in a negative way.
Yes, I agree with you.
So if I could share my name or give you this big website, I think you'll find a lot of interesting things on it that you may also share.
Lennis, can he share that to the website?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. That's, you know, your decision. You're the manager. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, Hugh, if you could share that on our website.
Yeah, I don't have access to do that myself. I don't do anything inbound or outbound on the Internet. Everything on the Internet has been put there by people who interact with me. So I would just give you three words to Google. It will bring you directly to a page on the website, and then another page will have the actual letter with other interesting information.
Okay.
Oh, sure. You can give us a website. Go ahead.
Yes, sure. it's not a website, but if you just Google my last name, which is Charlson, it's spelled T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy, then put the word and, A-N-D, and then Trump, T-R-U-M-P. It will bring you to a page on a website, rootingoutcorruption.weebly.com, and then in the menu, a click on where it says Veterans Uniting America, and you'll come across my letter dated May 31st to the director of the Hunter Holmes McGuire VA Hospital in Richmond, Virginia. And if anybody could put any comment that's positive, but it's really time. Again, we're in a whole global chaotic situation. That's where people have to learn how to use the technologies properly. Instead of Twittering and Facebooking their lives away, they can self-empower and self-educate once you make sure that the information that you're looking at is factual. And we have to get away from all the fake news that used to be called propaganda, but the court systems are based on facts. So if people can't accept facts and would prefer to have a personal opinion, I can't help them with that. But when you really have documentable information that can't be refuted, then that's what people have to wake up to.
All right. Thank you, Hugh, for all that information. And I'm hoping our listeners are paying attention and they will get a hold of that and read that article. I'm sure it will help many.
That's what I'm looking to do, and I thank you for giving me the time to come on, and God bless you all for the work you're doing. And I say the basic values in life are simply forgiveness, love, and prayer. That's another big area that people don't want to forgive, and they don't pray in the right way. If people pray, God will put the ego in check where it needs to be globally too, as we shift more and more into consciousness.
Yes, for sure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care now.
Okay. Have a beautiful week. Okay. We're back to us. It's 6:30 on the West Coast and 9:30 on the East Coast. You're listening to the Monday Night Psychic Readings
with Ms. Nina, Holly, and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. Lines are open, so please call in. Otherwise, you're going to hear Nina's two-minute warning.
Yeah, you are. I'm just going to reiterate, it is the new moon tonight. Put out your intentions. Make sure they are honorable intentions. You know what to do. You can do it. I have faith in you. But anyway, put out your intentions for this evening. Write them out. Put them out in the moonlight if you can. If you can't, as long as you're writing them out there, they are known. So, yeah, do that, please, and thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you have your two-minute warning.
So, Holly, what have you been up to? How you doing?
Me?
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, you.
I've actually been really busy. I've got a puppy, a new puppy client, and he's got some big problems. The saving grace is that he's a puppy, so he can be turned around. But it's not going well with him and his new people, which makes me sad. Puppy, they rescued him, so you know, they're just struggling with it, and lots has to be done, and it's a really tough situation. So I'm trying to be there for them and help them get through it and as best I can and do what can be done and hope for the best.
You know, I got a quick question to ask you. Holly, real quick, do you ever run across animals sometime that cannot be trained because the animal has some type of mental stress or problem?
I haven't come across one that can't be helped. I have had one that we got as far as we could possibly go with him, and the best thing that can be done is to manage him. But it's a breed thing. He's a primitive breed, and he's just got stuff going on neurologically that doesn't allow for more than his people being able to manage him, and they do an excellent job of that. But, you know, so I couldn't take him all the way through to the other side of what's going on with him. But I honestly don't believe that a dog cannot be helped. I think dogs, you know, some of them, they just need different ways. They need more time, you know.
Mm. Okay. I was just curious because I'm thinking, like, even as humans where we have children with special needs, right? Do you ever have animals at some time that have, you know, have special need problems that maybe cannot be adopted out? But, yeah, okay.
I haven't met one that could not be adopted.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Holly, you got anything else to say? If not, the two-minute warning is up.
No, I'm good. That last call was that threw up some big flags for me, so I'm just kind of stepping back.
Yeah, well, you don't need to step back with us. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. You never know what comes out of my mouth. Nina's a diplomatic one.
Well,
yes, indeed. All right, Miss Nina, take us out. Oh, thank you, everybody,
thank
around
you
the world. No chat room.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for calling in this evening. I'm sorry the chat room is still not available, and apparently neither is the audio. So hopefully by Sunday this will all be corrected. If not, Blog Talk probably won't like me very much. And that's all I've got to say. Have a great evening, everyone, and a great week. And remember, it's the new moon. Good night, Lennis. Good night, Holly.
Good night, Nina.
Good night, Nina. Good night, Holly. Thank you for being here with us. It's always appreciated.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay.
Good night.
There's endless possibility in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If it's hard to make.